Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Deadly Flight. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the 1990s, three people were on the verge of a successful jetpack. By the end of their journey, one of them would be kidnapped, one would be in jail, and one would be dead. This is the jetpack murders. Jetpacks, or rocket belt technology, goes back to turn-of-the-century Russia, and it's had many iterations over the years, but perhaps the most dramatic and volatile of them begins in 1992. In 1992, the American Rocket Belt Corporation was founded by Brad Barker, Larry Stanley, and Joe Wright, marking the beginning of a new era for rocket belt technology. Barker, the visionary, Stanley, the financier, and Wright, who contributed space and equipment. Barker's straightforward goal was to, quote, build the belt, go out, and make a lot of money. By 1994, the trio had accomplished what many before them could not. They developed a functioning rocket belt prototype named the RB-2000. This model was an advancement over the 1960s NASA version, being both lighter and stronger and capable of 30 seconds of flight, a significant improvement over the previous 20 seconds. However, the journey was fraught with challenges far beyond the technical hurdles of rocket belt development. The company faced its downfall long before the RB-2000's successful test flight. Internal conflicts, financial disputes, and personal issues plagued the company. Barker and Stanley's relationship deteriorated over accusations of financial misconduct, leading to a violent confrontation that effectively ended their partnership. Wright, meanwhile, was battling a failed business and severe addiction. I believe it was crystal meth, adding to the company's troubles. And from what I've gathered, making a jetpack has been going on since 1916. And Army and then NASA, no one's been able to really do it in a way where I think they predicted jetpacks might be in the 1960s. Figure by now we'd all be cruising around on jetpacks.
Totally. And it seems, considering what we have accomplished technologically as humans, it seems like it wouldn't be like a far cry. But at the same time, it is like a thing that a human wear. It's a wearable that propels you into the atmosphere and keeps you there. And you have to have your fuel on you and has to weigh a certain amount. I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but it just feels like the more you think about it, the more actually like probably complicated and cost prohibitive and dangerous it all is.
Despite all those challenges, the RB-2000 made its debut flight, catching the eye of many, including Stanley, who recognized the device while watching a basketball game on TV, determined to reclaim the rocket belt and recoup his investment. Stanley reached out to Wright to locate Barker and the RB-2000. At this point, they've splintered off. It's a mess. There's not like a ton of information on what happened. I think the fact that it's a jetpack and each of these three people go down a different path that doesn't end up great for any of them.
Yeah. Oof.
However, the collaboration between Barker and the other two original investors, Larry Stanley and Joe Wright, had deteriorated, leading them to seek legal action to reclaim the belt. The situation takes a dark turn right after this break. Just before the lawsuit was set to proceed, Joe Wright was beaten to death at his Houston home.
Oh, my God.
Barker emerged as the primary suspect, especially according to Joe Wright's sister, and probably makes the most sense, although we don't know. It's an unsolved murder. There was insufficient evidence to formally charge anyone with the crime. In the subsequent legal battle, the court ruled in favor of Stanley, although Barker continued to withhold information about the rocket belt's location. This rocket belt is nowhere to be found. It's like a huge mystery where this rocket belt is.
Jesus Christ.
In a dramatic move, Stanley resorted to abducting Barker, confining him in a cramped box for 8 days.
What?
Trying to find out where this belt was. Kidnapped him and held him hostage in a box.
Oh my fucking God.
Like Guantanamo Bay style.
Jesus.
I don't know what was going on in Houston, But these three are like, I don't know, power and the money, and they also mm-hmm. have other businesses, and there's drugs, and it's the early 90s. Barker's eventual escape led to Stanley's arrest in 2002 for the kidnapping and serving an 8-year sentence.
He got out of the box.
I'm sure when the box was made, although they seem to have some scientific acumen, they mm-hmm. seem to know what's happening, but probably not so much. They're not professional, you know, jail makers.
Jesus Christ.
Despite these dramatic events, the final location of the RB-2000 rocket belt remains a mystery, shrouded in secrecy and unresolved conflict.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, there are three rocket belts exist. There's three RB-2000s.
Uh-huh.
Two of them are owned by Howard Gibson, a daredevil and stuntman, who got a patent on the essential part of the design. So mm-hmm. made two of his own based on their
gotcha. So they're not design. Originals. They're just derived from the technology.
Yes, but the third belt,
mm-hmm.
which
is gone.
Is gone and claims to be the most advanced version.
Of course,
is
it
missing.
Is. Oh my God.
No one, well, somebody probably knows where it is and is just not giving it up.
Mm.
There's a book called The Rocket Belt Caper, A True Tale of Invention, Obsession, and Murder by Paul Brown that's mm-hmm. out there. There's some photos. There's not a ton, but this book seems to be like a pretty good source of putting this together. And Barker's final comments on the rocket belt's fate, you just never know. Which serves as a haunting reminder of the unpredictability and potential peril inherent in such jetpack ventures.
You know what else is haunting? Being trapped in a box trying to get the technology from your old business partner. Also pretty haunting.
As a reminder, Barker's final comments on the rocket belt's fate, you just never know.